live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Tuesday edition of Q&A. I'm DJ Phone. Got three very entertaining ladies to listen to today. We're going to open up talking to our friend Karen Russell from Mountain Valley Regional Rehabilitation Hospital in Prescott Valley. We'll be talking about maintaining balance to reduce falls and injuries as we get older. Then we'll have Marilyn Huffman from the Yavapai BBB with something a little bit different. Yes, it's consumer update. But this will include Valentine's Day romance scams and how to make sure that your flower delivery gets there the way you intended. And then my interview that I recorded yesterday with professional wrestler Sasha Banks. She will be here Sunday in Prescott Valley for WWE Live, The Road to WrestleMania, Sunday evening at the Prescott Valley Event Center. Speaking of sports, the Arizona Coyotes knocked off the Chicago Blackhawks, the three-time Stanley Cup team, last night at Gila River Arena. The score was 6-1. They'll take the ice again tonight in San Jose as they face the Sharks. You can tune in live at 8:30. So, Karen Russell's in the bullpen. She's coming right up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live, you know where, in the words of the immortal Buzz Lightyear, to infinity and beyond on KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
For over 50 years, Prescott College has been empowering future leaders to make a difference in local and global communities.
Hi, I'm Carol Benedict, the Executive Director at US Vets. I'm proud to make a difference in our community by providing housing and employment services for veterans. The bachelor's degree I earned from Prescott College provided me with the skills and support I needed to launch a career making a difference in the lives of others.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, Market Area Manager for Finley Automotive Group Prescott. The team at Finley Auto Group Prescott believes that customer service means making your vehicle buying experience an enjoyable one. Our websites help us fulfill this mission by providing all the information you need to buy a car online, including a complete listing of 10,000 new, used, and certified pre-owned in the Finley vehicle inventory. Finding and providing quotes on vehicles, and because of our volume buying, you can shop the very best deal and choose from an extraordinary number of financing options for any credit need. Go online anytime at FinleyAutoPrescott.com.
Hi, I'm Michael Hoyt, General Manager of Finley Subaru Prescott. No matter how you shop, it's important for us to treat you like a guest and exceed your expectations. Feel free to pay us a visit in person and experience our dealership service and excellent selection of vehicles. We offer our customers modern dealerships with a comfortable environment and no sales pressure.
Finley Automotive Group, not just a better dealership, but a great community partner. Finley Automotive Group in Prescott with Toyota, Subaru, Buick, GMC, and Hyundai.
Your eyes are unique. To show them off, you need the perfect look. At Nationwide Vision, we've been Arizona's eye care professionals for over 30 years and can help you find the perfect glasses to fit your vision needs. Right now, you can get 50% off a complete pair of eyeglasses. That's great style at 50% off. Call 1-800-EYE-CARE or visit nationwidevision.com to schedule your appointment today. Nationwide Vision. Limited time only. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Always nice to have an old friend in the studio. It's 306, and we do. It's Karen Russell from Mountain Valley Regional Rehabilitation Hospital. We're going to talk today about balance, because this is one of those things we tend to take for granted until we get a little bit older, and we find ourselves once in a while falling down, and there are reasons for that. Right, Karen?
There is, and this is, of all the topics that I talk about out in the community, this is the one that I am the most passionate about.
Mm-hmm. And I heard you on Sandy Moss's show Friday talking about the triad of fitness. What is that?
Yeah, we've always historically, those of us that have been in the fitness field, have talked about the triad of fitness, which are the different elements of fitness. And you can't store fitness. So whether it be cardiovascular fitness, strength, or flexibility, mm-hmm. those are all systems that if you don't continue to challenge it, they will decline. And what we found is balance is the same way. So mm-hmm. we've actually added balance as the fourth element of fitness.
And not only that, but as you get older and you don't keep challenging those elements of fitness, you may find your reflexes fading a bit too, right?
Yeah, all of those different things that affect balance, whether it be the reflexes, the postural control strategies, the sensory systems, again, they all work based on how much you challenge them. Mm-hmm. And if you don't challenge them over the years, then they start to decline. We found that actually balance starts affecting people as young as 40. And so we try to incorporate a lot of different balance activities in your general fitness classes. We just kind of sneak them in where they don't realize that's what we're working on. But yeah, it's really important to keep challenging your balance. And as we get older, I think we stop doing things that challenge our balance, whether it be hiking or walking or sports. And, you know, not doing all those things actually is going to affect your balance over time.
As listeners and you know, in the last couple of months, I had knee surgery, and I had to learn to walk a little different way and things like this. And it made me a lot more conscious of that and how if we don't walk correctly, we can put ourselves in peril of falling, can't we?
It can. And how you walk is actually, I'm glad you brought that up, because that really is an important aspect of balance. People don't realize that how your stride length is. So when you're walking, are you getting heel strike every time you take that step? How long can you stand on one leg? A lot of individuals, they don't realize that standing on one leg actually affects your walking. Mm-hmm. And that's my favorite trick question out in the community is, how often do you stand on one leg? And most of them will look at me shaking their head, oh, I never do. And every time you walk, and I found that individuals that aren't comfortable standing on one leg, they start walking faster because mm-hmm. it decreases the stance time on that one leg and then also increases the risk of fall.
And of course, as we've mentioned on previous appearances, you were a dancer for many years. You know as well as anyone the importance of balance, not only from a performance point of view, but as a matter of personal safety, because you put such demands on your body as a dancer. You have to make sure that weight and pressure and pressure points are distributed, don't you?
You do, and it's funny because I look back now and I think about, okay, if I were going to teach dance now, I would teach it more from that balance perspective, because now I look back and realize a lot of it was when I was on my toe shoes. Am I getting my center of mass over my toe shoes? Dancers and gymnasts, and you'll see that now in a lot of the sports out there with the Olympics, they focus on targets, and that's the use of your vision for balance. And are you using a focal point to help with your spatial orientation? So yeah, there's a lot of those things. I think back now and I think, boy, I wish I knew a lot of those little idiosyncrasies about balance, because it does, yeah, it would have helped a lot.
And speaking of vision, using your other senses, I would imagine too, your hearing or the inner ear would come into play too, wouldn't it?
Yeah, your vestibular system, which... Your vestibular
system.
Can you
say that on radio?
I hope so, because I already did.
Okay.
But yeah, so your vestibular system, which is basically your inner ear, controls equilibrium. And what it does is it actually tells your brain your head movements. So your vestibular system kicks in when, let's say, you're walking and turning your head from side to side. You're looking around. You're bending over. And then activities like dance and ice skating, sports, anytime you've got those movements of your head, you're going to activate that vestibular system. When that system declines or is not working as efficiently, that's where you start to get the dizziness mm-hmm. and the vertigo and those type of issues.
And despite what Alfred Hitchcock said, vertigo is not a fear of heights, right?
It is not. And vertigo in older adults, it comes on usually quite suddenly. Physicians usually don't know the cause. They there's really, it's hard to correct, and usually it goes away as mysteriously as it came.
You know, in my AARP magazine that I get for my parents,
of course,
I was reading it, you know, recently, and they had a story about how to fall. If you know a fall was imminent, you only have a half second to respond, but it taught you how to fall to minimize the danger and long-term injuries. What kinds of things can we do to improve our balance?
Well, when it comes to balance recovery, sometimes it's a fine line, and a lot of it depends on the individual I'm working with. You naturally have these balance recovery strategies. Your first strategies actually kick in at your ankle muscles, which I find most older adults don't think so much about the strength in their ankle muscles. Mm-hmm. But your ankle muscles control your body's sway. So whether you're reaching for something and you're swaying volitionally or involitionally.
There you go, those words again.
I know. I'm throwing out all kinds of fancy words today. So, you know, hopefully it won't be too out of the unusual there. But, so they control your body sway. So that's the first thing. And then you might then have your hip muscles that also might help correct your balance. And then you have stepping strategy. So if you really lose your balance and you have to take a step, those are natural recovery instincts. The hard part is sometimes I might have a Parkinson's or an individual that's a frequent faller, and I know they don't have the strength, they don't have the reaction time, they don't have the range of motion to maybe use some of those recovery strategies. I might then try to teach them how to fall a little bit more gently.
Now, what are some of the conditions that affect a decline in your balance?
There's a lot of different medical things. A lot of the things I look at are sometimes the things that have affected those sensory systems. So being that vision is your most dominant system sensory-wise, for balance, it gives you all your spatial orientation. I look at individuals that have things like macular degeneration, any cataracts, those kind of things. I might look for neuropathy. So if you can't feel the floor with your feet, that's going to affect your balance.
Mm-hmm.
Then there also might be neurological things such as Parkinson's, stroke, multiple sclerosis, osteoporosis. A lot of people don't realize that actually, because of sometimes the structural changes in your spine, can throw your balance off. That can affect your balance. Parkinson's, there's a lot of different of those type of medical things. Pain, you may have kind of experienced that with your knee.
Your favorite things, yeah.
Yeah, because when you have pain, you tend to shift your body away from pain, which then is going to affect your balance.
And, you know, if you're a baseball fan, you remember the story of the great Dizzy Dean, who got hit by a line drive on his foot in the 1934 All-Star Game, and he had to get rushed back into action to make the World Series, and because he was rushed back into action, his foot was hurt, he altered his pitching motion and threw out his arm. And that's a classic case of favoring something unnaturally.
Yeah, and a lot of times when people have pain, it's kind of a normal day-to-day thing, and they don't realize how much it's affected their body position. So pain can actually be a key thing in how it changes your postural alignment, and when your posture is off, your balance is off.
Might these declines in balance be an indicator of something more serious, you think?
Actually, sometimes they can be. I've had a friend of mine that her first indicator of a brain tumor was just frequently losing her balance. Parkinson's, a lot of times individuals with Parkinson's, that's one of their first signs, is frequent loss of balance. It could also be something as simple as dehydration and malnutrition, because your electrolytes get off, your muscles atrophy, you're weak, you don't have fuel in your body, and sometimes it could be just a small symptom of malnourishment.
Describe a balance assessment for me.
Well, it depends on the individual performing the assessment. There are different types of assessments, so I look at the individual and what the correct assessment tool is, because depending on whether you're a community-dwelling older adult or a rehab patient, we will probably use a different assessment tool for you. That's one of the reasons why I'm not a big person on a lot of assessment tools have cutoff scores, and based on your score, it'll say you're a high risk or a low risk. Well, I could use one tool that's going to say you're a low risk, and I could use another tool that's going to say you're a high risk. So a lot of it really you have to look at the tool and the results of the tool. What I use for the community older adults is really comprehensive because it looks at the sensory systems. It looks at how they are working individually. It looks on how they integrate together. It also looks at how well you're controlling your center of gravity in terms of your base of support. So how well are you managing that, whether it be static or dynamic movements. And then it's also looking at lower body strength mm-hmm. and lower body flexibility.
And you know from being a dancer, of course, the importance of muscle memory. We also mentioned that with balance, if you don't use it, you lose it. Does that mean that inactivity can cause you to have more falls?
Yes. Inactivity is actually sometimes one of the biggest culprits. As we get older, and I think it's because we are so much more aware of the detriments to our lifestyle and what can happen to us if we lose a balance and break something or hit our head, or we know how that's going to affect our life. So mm-hmm. I think we become more fearful because we're just so more aware of the consequences. That fear sometimes causes people to be less active because they're afraid of falling during
sure.
certain activities. Well, that decreased activity then actually increases their risk of fall, and it kind of becomes this vicious circle. Because one leads to the other, and then you're back to the beginning, and you're round and round you go.
And you had an interesting comment, too, about people who are trying to make their homes safer. They can make it over-adaptive, can't they?
They can. Years ago, we would go in, and we now know now, but we completely would over-adapt a home. We would add far more adaptive equipment than that individual needs.
Mm-hmm.
And whether you realize it or not, you start grabbing and using those things. You may not even need it, but you grab it because it's there. You use things just because it's handy. And what happens is that actually then deconditions you. You're not challenging your balance and actually can increase your risk of fall. It also is going to affect you when you're out in the community or other people's homes because you're not going to necessarily have those accessories available to you when you're out in the community.
It reminds me of when the astronauts came back after a long time in space and no gravity. All of a sudden, whoa! And they're just trying to walk is all we're trying to do.
I can only imagine what that would have been like.
I wouldn't want to go through that. I think the readaptation would be too difficult.
Yeah, I would wonder how long it probably the transition was for them. I have no idea, but that would be interesting to know.
It really would be. How can people learn more about Mountain Valley Regional Rehabilitation Hospital?
Okay, well, our main number is 928-759-8800. I also like to give out my personal cell phone. So if anybody out there or a facility is interested in having one-on-one balance, I could do it for one person. I've done it for an entire facility. They can contact me directly, which is 602-540-5310. We also have a website, earnesthealth.com, and then it'll show you links to our Facebook and our YouTube. Our YouTube channel actually, I don't think I posted it next, but it will have the recent episode of Sandy and Friends on there talking about it.
Karen Russell from MVRRH, thanks again for joining us. We'll see you next month. Stay tuned because we've got Marilyn Huffman with Romance Scams. Yes, there is such a thing. Coming up next on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at kqna.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Look, kid, life is hard and you need a plan.
Uncle Leo, I have a plan.
That's cute, kid, but you're just 15, and at 15 is not a lot of options.
I have options.
Like what? What you're wearing to homecoming?
Like whether to take pre-engineering or nursing.
That's cute, kid. It's good to dream.
Or sports medicine or culinary arts, or welding or aviation.
Kid, it's brutal out there. Only the technically skilled survive.
Uncle Leo, I'm going to Mountain Institute.
You're going to the mountains?
No, I'm going to Mountain Institute to get professional career training while I'm in high school.
No kidding.
Yes. So I'll graduate with skills employers really need, and I can still go to college if I want.
Sounds like it'll cost a fortune. What are you, a Rockefeller?
Who?
A rich person.
Oh, it's tuition-free. Mountain Institute is like, a boot camp for the real world.
Well, that's amazing. What next? Little personal computers you can put in your pocket?
I think that's called a cell phone.
Oh. That reminds me. Can you teach me how to use my cell phone?
Cell phone?
Cell phone.
Yes.
Mountain Institute. Get trained, get certified, get hired. Enroll now at mijted.net.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sandy from Yavapai County Contractors Association, and I say, don't start without us. When you call YCCA, I'll give you a list of reputable, reliable contractors so you'll know who to call for all your construction jobs, big or small. If you need work done on your home or office, one call does it all. Call me, 778-0040. Yavapai County Contractors Association, 778-0040. Don't start without us.
One drive in a Subaru and you'll want to spend every mile together. That's because every mile is another reminder that your Subaru is a worthy investment. Subaru is Kelley Blue Book's 2017 most trusted brand and best overall brand. Plus, Subaru vehicles hold their value better than any other brand for 2018, according to ALG. So come to the Subaru True Love event and drive off in the Subaru that will make the most out of your every mile. Now, for a limited time, get a great deal on your true love. But hurry in today. Offer ends February 28th. Visit Finley Subaru Prescott, your community partner, offering 0% APR financing for 63 months on select 2018 models. Offer ends February 28th.
2017 Kelley Blue Book brand image awards are based on the brand watch study from Kelley Blue Book Strategic Insights. Award calculated among non-luxury shoppers. For more information, visit www.kbb.com. Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Inc. ALG named Subaru the 2018 top mainstream brand for residual value. ALG is the industry benchmark for residual values and depreciation data. www.alg.com. 0% APR financing available for well-qualified applicants. Not all buyers will qualify. See dealer for details and available 2018 models.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
And yet another friend in the studio, we have Marilyn Huffman from the Yavapai BBB. And even though tomorrow is Valentine's Day, that's still a good day to keep your guard up, right, Marilyn?
It certainly is.
Tell us about some of the things you've learned about the wonders of Valentine's Day.
Well, we have learned that romance scams definitely are rampant. Now, it is obviously a year-round thing, but this is a study, romance scam study, that just recently was put out. It was a collaborative effort of five Better Business Bureaus here in the United States, along with previous director for or higher up for someone in the FBI that does work with us. And he has helped us do the puppy scam that we talked about earlier this year. Previously, before that, tech scam, technology scams, and just kind of what we see in that area. And romance scams is a hot topic because it is actually more common than people think. It's incredibly common in the U.S. and Canada. Obviously, we hear about it in our own countries. What most people don't realize is that it, of course, is perpetrated internationally. So even though we know that there are currently, they believe, approximately just over a million victims in the U.S. and Canada. So if that's just our small area, think about worldwide what these people are doing.
See, and I always thought romance scam was the guy who breaks up with you on Valentine's Day so he doesn't have to buy you dinner. So that's as far as my knowledge went. Not that I would ever do that, of course. Never in my life. But you know, it's funny. How can you tell, say, if you're online, there's so many dating sites. You know, if your antenna are not going up, you're probably not mature enough to be on a dating site. But there are things you need to look for when you're online and you're communicating with somebody. What are some of the signs that should set the red flags going?
Well, if you're on a dating site, obviously we would suggest that you vet that site before you ever sign up, before you ever give them any personal information. We have called on dating sites to be more open so that when they do discover a fraudulent profile, that not only do they take that profile down, and not even a dating site. You know, what if it's a fraudulent profile on a social media site? So once they remove it, that's great. But anyone who's had contact with them should be made known to them. That's tough, but it is something that we've asked them to do. We'll see if they take steps like that to help protect their consumers in the future. Obviously, pictures. You can search pictures. There's different websites that you can go to. You can Google search names where they claim that they're from. There are definitely ways. If it's a place that you're not familiar with, and especially if someone's reaching out to you, not you reaching out to them.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause you can be targeted.
Absolutely. You can absolutely be targeted. And there may be certain things in your profile that you don't even realize are cause for targeting, but they are. You know, to them, that's the go ahead. That's the white flag. Like, hey, mm-hmm. this person's susceptible.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you're on social media, we've mentioned this before, you don't want to give out personal information on social media mm-hmm. unless you are very, very sure of who you're talking to and only they are getting the information. You don't want to give out your home address. You don't want to tell people when you're on vacation overseas for 3 weeks and your home is alone. And you're alone. Yeah, mm-hmm. things like that. And if you're single and you're seeking somebody, you don't want to make the first meeting at your home. You want to meet in a public place, right?
I would suggest that highly. Mm-hmm. And I would say that we could also safely say not only a public place, but let people that you know and trust know where you're going, what time you're going. You know, be available by phone. Do not be alone with a person that you're not aware of. I mean, these are things, this is just almost what some people would say is common sense. Mm-hmm. But these scammers are, I mean, they're trained, they study this, they study people, they may study psychology. Things to watch out for. If they claim, referring to your last question, if they claim possibly to be orphans, no parents, no connection here, if they claim to be part of the U.S. military, so they're stationed in another country, so meeting you is not going to be able to happen right away. Mm-hmm. A lot of times they'll claim to be a widower. Just so that they can kind of draw you in with the empathy thing. They play on the sympathy thing first
and
foremost.
And once they've got you hooked, don't be surprised if they say how they're struggling financially.
Correct.
Or they're in need of something, and suddenly you find yourself wiring them money. Then they've got you, don't they?
Absolutely. They will eventually get you to a point where they isolate you, mm-hmm. the victim, from your family. They get you to call you at a certain time, you know, or why didn't you call me? I mean, they will play with you, cat and mouse type things. And we have had reports of this happening to scammers, obviously over a million victims just in our country and mm-hmm. Canada alone. I mean, that's just, it's phenomenal to me. They will ask for money. Now they will make it seem important usually. So usually it's going to be for an emergency, a business problem, maybe a plane ticket to finally meet. I can cover half the cost, but could you help with the other half?
Of course.
You know, just to give you an example of what you might hear. They'll make some excuse, of course. They can be dangerous. Victims have unknowingly been pulled into money laundering, and even drug trafficking was discovered when they were doing the
You know, Jerry Seinfeld told the old joke that a stat shows that 71% of single women have admitted meeting a man for the first time online. The other 29% are still missing. So, I mean, you got to be real, real careful about this stuff.
Absolutely.
No, you mentioned the money thing, too. And we've also seen people targeting U.S. military people. Mm-hmm. Because if you're in the military and you're having bill problems, the military is afraid, from what I've read and heard, that you may be subject to being blackmailed mm-hmm. and that you may cough up private information to the wrong people if they forward you money. Have you seen any kind of evidence of military people being targeted? I see them targeted once in a while by used car dealers. Buy here, pay here. In Los Angeles, there was a huge scam about that because the buy here, pay here dealers mm-hmm. were signing them to contracts, and then they were selling them very poor quality cars, and they wouldn't take them back. They were stuck with them.
Yes, there are definitely groups that can be targeted. Seniors definitely are a group. Nowadays, it's more millennials, as we mm-hmm. have talked about recently. Sure. That's been kind of a flip. You know, it's still pretty neck and neck, but at the same time, they're a little bit more targeted just because of the online type scams. Mm-hmm. And I believe that's why we're seeing such a growth in this type of scam with the online romance scams, with the purchasing of gifts yep. and delivery. Like you stated, with, you know, there's certain websites out there where you never go to a brick and mortar store and you order something and the other person receives it and they're just thankful to be getting a gift, they have no idea what you necessarily ordered or what the picture said that you paid for.
Mm-hmm.
So you can make a request to have them take a picture of what is sent to you so that you can verify it with the person who receives it.
Mm-hmm.
When you're spending, you know, hundreds of dollars on very expensive flowers or a flowers with the cute little teddy bear, whatever
sure.
it is that you happen to be sending, the candy grams that are out there, the fruit baskets, all of that stuff. There's a lot of amazing gifts out there and a lot of amazing companies. Check with the BBB first to make sure it's a reputable company. And then if it is, they will not be upset if you ask for proof.
Mm-hmm. And on that note, we are doing a news story tomorrow on this station, warning people if you are wiring flowers through a third party, meaning a florist you don't personally know and weren't personally stopping into to check. If you're doing it online, have your recipient of your flowers email you a picture of what arrived to make sure that what you sent and what they got was what you saw on the webpage or what the florist promised.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's very, very easy for an unethical business person to send the worst flowers they have just to make sure, because you're never going to see them. And the recipient is going to be excited about, well, you thought of me at least,
mm-hmm.
even though it's a secondhand product or second quality. So they insist that the recipient or ask the recipient to send you a picture of what mm-hmm. they got.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, there are ways you can protect yourself by checking ahead of time on mm-hmm. that business, vetting them. Thank you for helping us spread
sure.
the word. We truly appreciate it. And then, of course, if you're able to, go to a local store, go to a local florist, support
Shop
your local.
Shop local, keep it local.
If you're able to,
if
you know, I mean, I understand
yep.
sometimes you're sending things to people in another state or
sure.
other country,
mm-hmm.
and that's okay. I just wanted to touch base on this really quick also
yeah.
for people who have been victims
mm-hmm.
of the romance fraud or of those scams, and you didn't vet the profile or you fell for it through a dating site online and you've wired money of some kind. There have been positive stories out there of people that have been able to get their money back. They were able to stop a wire fraud transfer
mm-hmm.
and the FTC, as you know, has been working with Western Union to get money back for people. The original deadline was February 12th yesterday to apply, but they've extended the deadline to the 31st of May.
Okay.
So if you have fallen victim to this, please, please, please know that you can take steps to try and at least get a portion of your money back. I just think it's important for you to know that that's something that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing I would say to look out for is if you have been taken advantage of, and you, I mean, I know some people don't tell people, some people do, that's your choice. But you can be aware, and I can help make you aware, of the fact that these scammers are so good that they will come back later
sure.
and say, originally I planned to scam you, but I actually did fall in love.
Mm-hmm.
Or they'll come back and say, be a completely different person, pretend to be a completely different person, and say that they can help you get your money back for a small fee, or sometimes a large fee, just depending
and
on how much money you lost.
Sometimes they have friends who, because
yes.
they know you'll bite on that hook,
mm-hmm.
the friend will try and scam you into something else.
That's correct.
Because they have your contact info.
That's correct. So love yourself this
mm-hmm.
Valentine's
yes.
Day.
Yes, well said.
And love others around you and share and spread, educate. Educate these people so that we can be protected and so that we can continue to provide money to the people in our
sure.
communities and families who deserve it.
And how can people contact the Yavapai BBB?
They can give us a call at 928-772-3410. They can visit us online at bbb.org. Or if they would like to schedule an appointment to pop into the office, they certainly can do so. We are there Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. most days.
Mm-hmm. Marilyn Huffman, thank you for looking out for us once again. Stay
You're
tuned.
Welcome.
We've got news coming up with Link and then a chat with Sasha Banks, WWE wrestler, who's coming to town Sunday. That's coming up next on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at kqna.com.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way. which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LMS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
What's going on under the hood?
Pack rats chewed up my wires. Can't anybody do something?
This is Gary Denton of Amco Transmissions and Total Car Care in Prescott Valley, the only place you will find a cure for pack rats in your vehicle. Amco Transmissions and Total Car Care right here in Prescott Valley has our exclusive rodent-free system will protect your engine, computer systems, and wiring for just $19.95. Come in and see us. Amco Transmissions and Total Car Care. AA MCO.
Whoever heard of used cars for a dollar? Used cars for a buck? Let me say it again, used cars for only a dollar. It's Lamb Chevrolet's annual indoor car sale this Saturday. This is Ed Walsh here for Lamb Chevrolet, and this huge indoor sale is set to be our biggest used car event of the year. This is our 14th annual indoor car sale. We've got 40,000 square feet, all indoors, packed with inventory. Every vehicle will have a price clearly marked on it. Some will be marked for a dollar, and we've got plenty of cars for $2,000 or $3,000. We have cars for everyone, whether you're in the market for a $100 car or a $30,000 car. No negotiations will be necessary. Vehicles will be discounted up to 50%. These cars are on a first-come, first-served basis. Doors will open at 9 a.m., so come early for the best selection. Don't miss the biggest used car sale event of the year. It's Lamb Chevrolet's huge indoor sale this Saturday, 9 a.m. Don't miss it.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
You step into the shower to wash off the day when you find that there's no hot water. What do you do now? Pick up the phone and call RED Plumbing. This is Travis. It's always better to have hot water than to be in hot water. So when your water heater isn't doing the job, give us a call to let us do ours. Whether it's a repair or replacement, we'll get the job done. Give us a call at 772-9296. Find us on Facebook or visit us at redplumbinginc.com.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Tuesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. He's been booked into the Camp Verde jail for aggravated assault, but a Prescott man may be facing other charges. Last Thursday night, Prescott police officers responded to the Yavapai Regional Medical Center emergency room on Willow Creek Road for a report of a woman with significant injuries. They learned that earlier that day, the woman had been involved in an altercation with 58-year-old Angelo Tornumby. During that time, she had been repeatedly hit by the suspect before she escaped and got help from a local business. Officer David Fuller says Tornumby was found the day after the incident.
Prescott police officers, with the help of the Special Weapons and Tactics Team, were able to locate the suspect in the 100 block of South Arizona.
Fuller explains an arrest has been made.
Tornumby was taken into custody without incident. Tornumby was later booked into Yavapai County Jail for felony aggravated assault. Other charges may be pending.
The victim told officers that over the last several months, Tornumby has assaulted, tied, taped, and bound her against her will on numerous occasions, resulting in many injuries. She was taken to a Phoenix area hospital for further treatment. Prescott High School could have a new online math class.
According to Assistant Superintendent Marty Reed, a committee of high school mathematics teachers have previewed several standards-based free online math programs. They evaluated the instructional programs based on factors such as alignment to academic standards, vertical alignment through the grade levels, and user-friendliness. The review took 2 months, and the program the committee is recommending for adoption is called Mathematics Vision Project. The Prescott Unified School District Board will consider approval during its meeting at 5:30 tonight in the district office boardroom on Granite Street. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Off and on rain likely tonight through Thursday night. Expect an overnight low of 37 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 50 tomorrow and Thursday. Also 37 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Wednesday of 60 and a high on Thursday of 58. Q&A will continue after this.
I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Hi folks, it's Reagan with Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling. I just wanted to take a moment to say thank you to all the listeners who have been using our services. We greatly appreciate your business. If you haven't called yet, check us out on Facebook or visit us at pvhac.com. We offer affordable service and install pricing 24/7. Call 458-8177 today. Get the details about our 10-year no-worry program. Remember, equipment estimates and second opinions are always free. Call today, 458-8177. Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
Power. Raw, refined, rich power. Vox Futura brings the energy of El Divo to the Prescott Elks Theater this Friday night. Vox Futura, finalists of Britain's Got Talent, brings style, personality, and a wow factor that will shake the Elks to its foundation. Want a preview? Go to the Elks Theater website and click on Vox Futura. See you Friday night.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Diana's hired with Indeed.
It just gives me so many more qualified applicants to choose from.
Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. I'm DJ Phone. Sasha Banks is a WWE Raw Women's Champion of several titles. She will be in Prescott Valley Sunday for the WWE Live Road to WrestleMania at 7 o'clock. The doors will open at 6. You can get tickets right now by calling 1-800-745-3000. Ask about the family pack when you call. Sasha, I have to ask you, you started as an independent wrestler in Boston. Now, how does an independent wrestler get started, and what sent you in that career direction?
Well, I've loved WWE since I was 10 years old, and the moment that I laid eyes on it, I knew that I wanted to be a WWE superstar. So from that very moment, I just knew that this was the dream and the goal. And once I turned 18, I found a wrestling school up in Boston, started training, and 2 years later, I got signed by WWE because I just kept on, you know, knocking down that door saying, I want to be here. And now I'm here getting to make history every single week, doing so many first time evers, and it's been absolutely incredible and such a dream come true. It's truly amazing to be in this company right now. Women are really taking over, and I love it.
So would you say most of your fans are men or women?
I would say it's a big mixture, which is so crazy. You know, back in the day, it would mostly be men watching, and now that if you come out and if you see a show, there's so many women now, and there's little girls, and you see the dads bringing their daughters to the show. It's honestly so amazing going out there and seeing little girls dress up as you, and, you know, they come up to you and be like, I want to be a wrestler because of you. It's the greatest feeling in the whole world.
So tell us about the evolution of The Boss.
The evolution of The Boss, huh? I started out just as a wrestler, just happy to be here, and I knew that I needed more. And my cousin is Snoop Dogg, so I'm like, why not take a little bit of what he has as a persona and turn it up all the way? And that's where the legit Boss came from. And now I'm just doing my thing every single Monday night, every single house show that you'll see this Sunday. And, man, I'm the boss for a reason. And I'm the very best there is, and you can't get past me.
Even though it takes tremendous skill to excel in the WWE, how important is it to establish a character that people can identify with, either to cheer or to boo?
That's what WWE is all about. Like, the moment you hear an entrance music, you know whether or not to cheer for the bad guy, or good guy or bad guy. And it comes from, like, the gear, the flashiness, if you smile, how you dress. And, you know, for me, my character is very flashy and very blingy, so I want people to know that, hey, that's a boss right there when I walk out. Like, you instantly know what my character is. And, you know, same could go as Bailey. She has these Bailey buddies. You know that she's, like, this happy-go-lucky girl who everybody loves and wants to be like. So it's very important to find a character and have it relate to, you know, an audience, that someone can just be like, hey, I want to be like her. Or, hey, I really like her because of this. So there's different characteristics between those things.
One of the great things about WWE is being able to cheer the hero and hiss the villain. Now, I ask this of every pro athlete. Which is more fun for you, hearing your fans cheering you on or hearing your opponent's fans cheering and wanting to shut them up by beating her?
Ooh, that's a hard one, because I've been both, and honestly, I just enjoy both. If they're making a reaction, I know that I'm doing my job, and, you know, we have the greatest fans in the world. Whether they hate me or boo me or love me, I still get this high off any reaction that they give me, so I can't choose this one.
Now, you've competed in the women's WWE Ironman, Hell in a Cell, Royal Rumble matches, and you become a multiple Raw Women's Champion. Now, which is tougher in your field, getting to the top or staying there?
Staying at the top is the hardest thing. You always have the biggest target on your back when you are number one. And for me, that's almost kind of been the struggle. I can always get the job done, but staying up there has been hard. So for me, I really need to look down, deep down, and say, like, why am I the legit boss, and show the world that not only can I be on top, I can stay on top.
What kinds of questions do you tend to get from your fans, either online or even after matches?
It varies, you know. Due with social media, like, fans have such easy access to any of their favorite wrestlers, or after live events, they can come and, like, try to get autographs. But I think it's a lot of, from young girls, it's advice about, you know, following your dreams, which I love. And or it could be random things, like, what's your favorite food or favorite music? You never know. There's so many different types of people in this world, and everyone has something to say. So, you know, when I get the time and the place, I like to answer some of my tweets and Instagrams. But it varies.
Tell us about some of the physical and dietary demands that keep you in championship wrestling shape.
I go to the gym pretty much every single day. I try to eat clean, but you do need to enjoy a cheat meal here and there. So I enjoy pizza, I enjoy burgers, french fries, all that good stuff, because, you know, I need to keep on some weight so my body doesn't hurt as much when I'm taking these hits.
So when you were a girl, a little girl, what kinds of sports were you most interested in?
Just wrestling. I mean, I did track and field. I played basketball, but WWE was always what I wanted to do, and I loved just the physical aspect and, you know, the theatric things of watching Monday Night Raw or SmackDown Live. And it just, there's something about it that just drew me to it, so that was my favorite.
Who were some of your WWE heroes growing up?
My favorite wrestler of all time, and the reason that I'm here, is Eddie Guerrero. He was incredible, a hero, a legend. Just honestly, I looked up to him and was like, he is everything that I wanted to be and more. So I hope I'm doing him justice. And it's so crazy that I got to be in the ring with his wife at the Royal Rumble, and I got to eliminate her. It was incredible.
Now, that had to be interesting. Here you're wrestling the wife of the man who was your mentor and your hero. Describe that.
It was honestly a dream come true, because that morning of, we had a little heart-to-heart sit-down, and we just started crying, and it was everything that you kind of set out for your dreams, and knowing that, you know, you want to be here, but getting to wrestle people that you grew up watching or people who really meant something to you, it's one of the best feelings in the world.
Even though when you're in the ring, you're always trying to defeat your opponent, and they're trying to defeat you, tell us about the honor among wrestlers, how much you respect each other.
Oh, we have to. This is a very hard business, and we put each other's bodies on the line, and, you know, when I'm in there with my opponent, they know that they have my body and I have theirs, so we have to take care of each other. We have to put on this great match and entertain these fans and keep on walking, because we have to go back home to our families, so it's very important to have that respect.
We are speaking with Sasha Banks. She is a WWE Raw Women's Champion. She will be in Prescott Valley Sunday for the WWE Live Road to WrestleMania at 7 p.m. So I have to ask you this. How do you prepare for each match, and what can you possibly find out about your opponent to help you in that match?
Due to traveling every week, get to know these girls and watching, you know, what they do. And for me, the biggest thing that I prepare is just making sure that my body's healthy, my body's ready, and you know, I always pray before I go out. I don't get ready, I stay ready, so I'm always ready for that next opponent, or if they throw someone at me that I've never wrestled before, I always want to stay ready. And this Sunday's no different. I get to take on the Rollins champion, Alexa Bliss, and we're going to steal the show, because that's what I do, and I'm going to come and take back what's mine, my Rollins championship. But not only that, you get to see all your favorite Raw superstars. WWE truly puts on the best sports entertainment in the world, and if you've never been to a WWE show, now's the time to come, especially with the road to WrestleMania. We're all fired up, and we're ready to put on the best show in the world.
And some of those matches we will see this Sunday at the Prescott Valley Event Center include John Cena versus Roman Reigns, a Raw Tag Team Championship match with Seth Rollins and Finn Balor versus
Demon.
The Bar, Woken Matt Hardy versus Bray Wyatt, and a lot more of your favorite WWE superstars. So when you guys go out on the road and you hang out together, what kinds of things do you talk about? What kinds of things do you share?
Oh, no. I don't hang out with these people.
Really?
No way. Being around them too much, you know, you fight like brother and sister. So I have who I have. I travel with Bailey, and that's my group right there. And I'll see them at the shows, and that's it. Get on the car and keep on going.
You know, I've talked to a lot of coaches of college and pro athletes, and one of the things they talk about that a lot of fans don't realize is how much of a high pain tolerance you need to be a professional athlete. Talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, what we do is, it's no joke. It's very real. And, you know, luckily for me, I do have a high tolerance of pain, so I can take some of these hits and keep on getting up. But that's what makes me the best. It's like you always have to work through the pain if you are in pain. And, you know, just always take care of your body.
Now, you will be in the ring this Sunday for our fans at the Prescott Valley Event Center.
Yes, I will take on the Rollins champion, Alexa Bliss.
And that show will start at 7 p.m. The doors open at 6 o'clock. Tickets start as low as $15. Call 1-800-745-3000 or go to PrescottValleyEventCenter.com and ask about the family four-pack. Sasha Banks, thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Best of luck with your wrestling career. It sounds like a great show coming up Sunday.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
And there's more coming your way today on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
The Celebrate Life Health Expo 2018, sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, is on its way to Prescott Valley. Join us Saturday, March 3rd, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Prescott Valley Event Center, 3201 North Main Street. Rain or shine, the indoor event center will be your one-stop location to learn all about health and wellness in the Quad Cities. This year, we've added an important community service, and we need your help. Support local area food banks by bringing canned meats, beans, or canned low-sodium vegetables, nut butters, dried fruits, flaked potatoes, brown or wild rice, or whole grain pasta. Or you can support Prescott area shelter services by bringing much-needed items such as toilet paper, paper towels, coffee, laundry or dish detergent, or cleaning supplies. Bring the whole family to the Celebrate Life Health Expo. Learn about health and wellness while serving our neighbors in need. Saturday, March 3rd from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Prescott Valley Event Center.
Winter Games are here.
The finest athletes trained for years, reaching for glory, honor, and gold. This month, you don't have to work nearly as hard at Finley Buick GMC.
All you have to do is come in, take a test drive, and take the keys.
An elegant new 2017 Buick LaCrosse full-size luxury sedan offers savings up to $8,358 off MSRP. A stylish new 2017 Enclave midsize luxury SUV features three rows of seating and savings up to $5,250 off MSRP. Or drop the top and soak up the sun with a 2017 Buick Cascada Sport
touring convertible. As low as $31,998, that's $59.72 off MSRP.
This is the month to get your game on with a new Buick in your driveway.
La Crosse, Enclave, Cascada.
Three gold medal offers for a limited time from Finley Buick GMC. FinleyBuickGMC.com and 928-445-7350. Experience Buick. Experience worry-free luxury.
Offers on approved credit does not include tax, license, title fee, and $495 doc fees. Stock numbers B36705, B36136, B37226. See dealer for details.
For over 50 years, Prescott College has been empowering future leaders to make a difference in local and global communities.
Hi, I'm Courtney Osterfeldt, Executive Director of the Launchpad Teen Center. I earned a bachelor's and a master's degree from Prescott College. Today, I am proud to make a difference in our community by inspiring teens to achieve their dreams. My experience with Prescott College provided me with the skills and experience to develop and manage a nonprofit organization.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 3:55. You know, I was reminded this morning of the word juxtaposition. It came to mind when I opened today's issue of USA Today to the sports section, found a very nice story about the Westminster Dog Show. It's going on this week at Madison Square Garden. Right next to the story about the dog show was a story about the dog meat puppy mills in Korea, going on, of course, during the Olympics over there, and how many restaurants in Korea are serving dog meat stews and salads. Here's a hint. If you see the word bosentang on a menu, it's dog meat. That's one of the stews, by the way. It kind of reminded me of a time that I ordered General Tso's chicken in a Chinese restaurant, and I loved it, and I opened up the fortune cookie, and the fortune read, dude, that wasn't chicken. Well, okay. So, in the meantime, stay tuned now for Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Then join me Wednesday at 3 for Q&A with my guests, Dr. Eric Stroh from Bradshaw Family Dental and Mike Johns with Team 6 Events. They're staging the huge off-road riding event, the Rough Rider 100 in Prescott Valley with champions from around the country. That's Q&A Wednesday at 3 o'clock when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.